Sagt der Elgemisch der Weiter, man sagt, das Meister Scheini, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. You're not supposed to purchase a behema with Kesef Meister Scheini outside of Yerushalayim. When you come to Yerushalayim, you can buy a Karban Shlamim with the Meister Scheini money. But you can't purchase the behema outside of Yerushalayim. So what happens if someone did? In the previous Mishnah, we learned about Peiris, that he shouldn't have purchased outside of Yerushalayim with Meister Scheini money. In this Mishnah, in Mishnah Vav, we learn, Halakech Behema Shaygig. If a person purchases a Behema B'Shaygig, not realizing that it was Meister Sheni money, so it's a Mekachtas, it was a mistake. And therefore, Yachzru Demel L'Mekayman, just like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Behema should go back to the seller, and the money should go back to the buyer. Now, if Mazid, he knew it was Meister Sheni money. So the din is Tala V'Teyach L'Bemakai. Even though you weren't supposed to buy the behema outside of Yerushalayim, but now that you did, bring this behema up to Yerushalayim, whatever it takes, it may not be easy, and need it over there. Whatever the din would be with the behema that's purchased with Meister Sheni. Now again, the Mefarshim explained, we're talking about where he purchased it to be marked of it as a Karban Shlamim. If not, if he just bought it for meatballs for regular supper, that's called Basar Taiva. And the Meister Sheni money would stay Meister Sheni money. The Kedusha would not be transferred. So he purchased it for a Shlam, and the problem was he bought it outside of Yerushalayim. He knew it was Meister Sheni money. He has to bring up the behema needed inside Yerushalayim. The Im Ein Migdash, but if there's no Beis HaMigdash, unfortunately there's still Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara, and the Beis HaMigdash wasn't built yet. So what do I do now? So he waits for it to die, and then to cover Al Yedei Oyre. He has to bury it with the hide. There's no Beis HaMikdash, it can't be marked of the behema. So he has to wait for it to die and bury it with the hide because the hide is also asur. So chazering over, you're not supposed to purchase a behema with Kesef Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. If he was over and he did, it depends. If he was a shaygeg, he didn't know that it was Meister Sheni money. Return the behema to the seller, let the seller give back the money. It's a mekachtas. If he knew it was Meister Sheni money, or the Rambam adds, perhaps the Meicher is not here, so I can't give back the behema. You have to bring it up and eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't redeem it. You can't redeem it and take the money up. There's no redeeming for something that was purchased with May Meiser. When you separate Meiser Sheni, you could redeem it for money and bring it up to Yerushalayim. But if you buy something with Meiser Sheni money, you can't redeem it. You have to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if there's no Mizbeach, so you have to wait for it to die, and it's buried together with its hide. You can't even use its hide. Even its hide is Aser Behana. You have to understand why. It has the Kedusha of Meister Sheni, and the only way for it to go out L'chulin is to eat the Basar, but you cannot eat the Basar because it's a carbon. And unfortunately, right now, there's no Beis HaMikdash yet.